Number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Jason McKay, Big Joe Dubin, hanging out with you on this Wednesday. Predators get another big win last night, 3-2 in overtime. Who else but Philip Forsberg, as he set a franchise overtime goals record, and the Predators get that win. And Joe, we're going to be joined by Ryan O'Reilly here in just a second, but that was a huge win for the Preds.
Oh, it was. We landed last night. Got in the car, got to listen to the incredible, wonderful, amazing Pete Weber. And then I went to overtime. I'm like, yeah, just in case, because I saw what Forsberg did last time in, what, 14 or 18 seconds, whatever it was.
Yep, 14.
Yeah, I said, just in case it happens again. And I pull into my neighborhood, and sure as heck, it happened again. And love hearing Pete on that call, and then Forsberg with the go. I'm like, oh, this is a perfect way to arrive back home.
Yeah, it took him 18 seconds this time. Let's bring in Ryan O'Reilly, better known as The Factor, who joins us now here on the program. Ryan, congrats on the win. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. You guys just like to make it exciting, don't you? I mean, Philip gets another quick one in overtime, but you'll take those 2 points.
Yeah, absolutely. They're huge points, and was in our best game through, but we found a way to win. And you know, I feel that's the important thing right now. I think earlier in the year we were kind of finding ways to lose games, and now we're finding ways to win games. And it's a huge goal by Phil. I think none of us knew where the puck was. Next thing he just taps it in for us. So it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, and he said it was a heavy shot, and then he, I guess, saw it and was able to tap it in. But he kind of knew. You listening to his interview after the game, it felt like he knew that it was going in.
Yeah, he kind of you could see that the goalie, once he shot it, he was kind of like he didn't really have it, and then the rest of us on the ice just thought it was covered, and then he just kind of pulled it right out of between his legs, and it was good. It was a good sight to see, that's for sure. Nice play.
And you mentioned, and Coach Brunette mentioned it last night too, that maybe it wasn't your best game overall, but what does it do for a team that you hang in those games? Philadelphia's been playing well. I saw them earlier in the year when they were still trying to figure some stuff out, and now they kind of have. So to be able to hang tough in a game like that, get your goalie to stand on his head, and ultimately get the win, what does that do just for the confidence of a team?
Yeah, I think, when you squeak him out like that, definitely, like you said, just gives us confidence. And, when things don't always go our way and such, and, the Flyers, they played well. They played extremely fast. They gave us a lot of issues for speed, but Juice really was just unbelievable. He made, some saves that, I don't know how he got across and made them, but he was definitely our best player last night. But, finding ways to win games and get points is the most important thing. And, for us, it's, we know that if, we do show up, put our best game forward, it's going to even give us a better chance to win more hockey games. So it's, 2 points are 2 points, and you got to keep adding them up.
Ryan, I know you've played against Philip Forsberg for years in the league, but what is it about him? What do you see about him now that makes him, now that you're his teammate, that makes him that special and unique player?
There's so many things that, he's playing at a different level. The one thing I love and admire about him is just like the radius in which he handles the puck in. I feel like you can put the puck anywhere near him, and he's just under full control with it at all times. And some of the times, like the craftiness of him, the wizard out there. Some of the things you don't even know how he does it. It's definitely fun to watch and fun to play with. And definitely when I played against him, it was always a challenge. You never know what he's going to do. And as you can see, he's rolling out and really making some huge plays for us to help win. And he's definitely a big part of it.
Ryan, you've played on some great teams, Stanley Cup winning teams. What do you see in this Nashville Predator team now that's kind of a common denominator with all the other teams you were part of that were so successful?
I think when we dial in and we're hard to play against and we're smothering teams and skating, you can see how we can frustrate. And I think on the best teams I've played on, that's been the key. You don't have to kind of flip that switch. Frustrate teams and just kind of lock it down. And I look at our personnel too, and we've got our goaltending's I think the best in the league. We've got great D. We've got veteran D, some D that have won too that know what to do, and also Yost back there too, which is phenomenal. Does so much, and up front. I think, you know, we've got great depth and some young guys that are really taking a step. So it's, we've got so many good pieces. We just have to keep building our game, keep, you know, keep getting better because, you know, we're getting closer.
Ryan O'Reilly is with us, Predators forward. They're 7-3-0 in their last 10 and just 4 points out of the lead in the Central Division. How much do you guys look at that this time of year, or is it really just you can't worry about the standings, you just got to worry about the next one?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's obviously something, you know, we obviously see the standings and such, and, you know, it's nice to see that how we've kind of crawled back into it. You know, earlier in the year, I thought we were doing some good things, but just losing games and it's frustrating. But, you know, now we've turned that around. We've crawled back into it. Guys have worked so hard and you know, we have to just keep this rolling. We have to, like you said, stay in the process of it and just win the next game and see where we are. Win the next game because, you know, it comes down to it. It's crazy how tight this race comes, you know, 82 games and you come down, you get to the end and it's, you know, it comes down to a few points that could, you know, give us the lead in the division and such or something like that. So it's, you have to stay in the process, stay in the moment as much as you can and win the next one because it's, yeah, it's such a, there's such a demand for points.
You touched on it a little bit earlier, but now that you're with UC Saros and not having to go up against him, I mean, what are some things that, you know, you've learned about him that maybe you didn't know from seeing him from afar, and obviously the way he's played as of late, Lincoln and two, I mean, that's a big reason why you guys are in the position that you're in.
Yeah, both goalies have been unbelievable coming in and, you know, keeping us in, giving us a chance to win each night. You know, the, you know, watching Juice too, just how hard he works on the ice and how dialed in he is and the speed he gets across the ice. And, you know, you see when you play against him a little bit, you're like, oh gosh, how do you make that save? But we see it every day, just in practice, how quick he is, how you think, you know, you get a wide open pass down back door and next thing you know, he's there and makes a save. And you're like, what just happened? You're like, it's just pretty incredible just the speed of him and how quick he is.
We're talking to the great Ryan O'Reilly today. And Ryan, we've had so many of your teammates on this year on a Wednesday segment, and Chase has the good questions. I have the really dumb ones. So here's a dumb one for you. Your day off, what do you do today? I mean, I asked, like, you know, Colton Sissons, do you go to the mall? Do you walk around? What do you do today?
Well, I've got three kids. So they usually keep me pretty busy. You know, I do have to do a little shopping today. We have some gift giving to get done. So I've got a little shopping and take my middle one with me, my 3-year-old. We're going to go do that. And then we actually have our team Christmas party later today, which is kind of nice. So, you know, my kids will be on the ice and I'll probably jump on with them. And I'm sure they'll have, sure Santa will be there as well. So it, you know, that'll be a fun little event for us.
Yeah, I'm checking my email. I didn't get that invite, so if I would go down anywhere.
Probably a reason for that.
Exactly right. Ryan, when you're home like at night and you got the night off and the kids go to bed, do you watch other hockey games? Because a lot of your teammates don't.
Yeah, I will the odd time. I do like to watch my brother's playing, and he's Milwaukee. So if he's playing usually on the weekends, I'll try to catch his games, but not really. Yeah, I try to sometimes, you know, I love watching football. I watch that if it's on, but yeah, I'm not the crazy hockey junkie, I guess, which is watching, you know, all the games each night.
Ryan O'Reilly is with us. Ryan, appreciate the time today. I know that you're busy, and good luck with the shopping, and good luck this weekend with the back-to-backs.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Ryan O'Reilly, Predators forward, joining us here on the program, and we're joined by a player every Wednesday as the Predators got the win last night, 3-2 in overtime, and I mentioned the back-to-back. They'll play Friday night in Raleigh against the Carolina Hurricanes, and then back here on Saturday against the Washington Capitals.
Chase, I want you and I to show up tonight at the Predators Christmas party dressed like the guys in Dumb and Dumber. When those tuxedos, where they said, "Who are you here for?" We're here to see Ryan O'Reilly, and they walk over to him and say, "Mr. O'Reilly, you have two guests here." He's like, "I don't have guests here." "Hey, how are you, buddy? Can we come in?" That'd be so much fun.
Listen, I think there's too many people with that team that know who we are, and they'd see us from a mile away and wouldn't let us in. But you know where we could get into tonight is Smashville Live.
Yeah,
at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. That's at 6:00. Cole Smith and Tommy Novak are going to be there, and they will be the special guests. You can get some autographs and pictures. Smashville Live presented by the Black Abbey Brewing Company, so be sure to check that out in Cool Springs. Max Herz, our man, will be hosting that one. But, yeah, Predators are just on a tear right now, JoJo.
I was going to ask him a really dumb question because I'm really good at those. I was going to say, hey, Ryan, isn't winning fun? It's just fun. I mean, we, you know, you saw with when the Dolphins were bad for years, now they're winning and everybody's having a great time. And it's not really that we're with the Predators, but as far as winning goes, it's just fun. It makes everything better. It's that simple. It's so odd. But winning is really the main thing of everything else that goes on. If you win, you have a good time.
All right, reset our question of the day, and we'll read some answers coming up next.
Yeah, we got a lot of good texts on this. What is the friendliest place you've been to see your favorite team play? We say this because we left Miami. We talked to a lot of Titans fans on the plane and down there just raving about how nice all the Miami Dolphins fans were to them before, during, and after the game. So we want to hear what's the friendliest place you've been. We always hear the negative all the time. This place is terrible. They're mean to me. They cussed at me. They shot me a bird. We want to hear what the positive is. 615-737-1025.
That is our phone and text line driven by Wilson County Hyundai. It's the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.